E. Employment in scientific fields. In American universities today, male researchers in the sciences significantly outnumber female researchers. To determine whether gender bias when hiring was causing this phenomenon, psychology professors Wendy Williams and Stephen Cece sent surveys to university faculty. They were asked to rank fictional job candidates based on short narratives that were basically identical except for gender. The results showed that women were twice as likely as men to be top-ranked candidates. This supported other studies indicating that women had a better chance of getting positions if they applied for them. The problem, then, seems to be that women are more reluctant to apply for such jobs. Why is this happening? Williams and Cece believe it is due to a mistaken belief that their applications will be rejected. Critics, however, argue that female undergraduates often give up on science due to discrimination from their college professors. Additionally, female academics earn less and trail behind males in promotion to senior positions. Even if gender bias no longer significantly impacts direct employment rates for women in the sciences, critics say the obstacles facing women within academia and society at large still need to be addressed.
Questions. Number 19. What did the study by Wendy Williams and Stephen Cece indicate? Number 20. What is one thing that critics point out?